Welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth. And I think I'm being asked a question today. Is that what we're doing?
Yes, we're going to play a special game called Google Autofill.
Ooh.
Basically, this is going to be a continuation from one of our earlier episodes where Seth was describing to me all of the Mass Effect series, because I still kind of know nothing about it except from what Seth was telling me about.
I tried. It's hard to do four games in less than 4 hours.
That's all right. It was fun to learn about such things.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, it's going to be called Google Autofill, where basically I've got my computer right here, and I have Google open up, and I have typed in, is Commander Shepard? And we're going to go through, and so I'm going to go, is Commander Shepard A? And I will ask Seth the first question, and he will respond to it.
Okay.
Basically off the top of his
head. So I'm just answering questions about Commander Shepard today.
Yes, and there's going to be, I suppose, 26, though it depends on if we have, like, repeats or if there's not actually a question for, like, a queue or something.
Fair
enough.
We'll
find out. So your first question,
all right.
Is Commander Shepard a Marine?
Technically, yes. Commander Shepard is part of the UN7 program in the Mass Effect universe, which is basically the Space Marines. You have to train for a really, really long time to make it to N7 rank.
And I seem to recall you said right away at the beginning of that other episode that he was a Marine.
Yes.
But basically a Space Marine or something
yes.
like that. So, well, that was easy. All right, question B, I guess you could say. Is Commander Shepard black? Because that's what Google wants to know.
Well, because of Mass Effect's character customization options, Shepard can technically be black.
You can change his skin color?
Yes.
Be whatever. Can you change his hat?
Well, yes, actually, because you can change helmets in Mass Effect.
Oh, okay. All right, so question the third. Is Commander Shepard Canadian?
See, that's an interesting question, because we're never... based on Shepard's backstory, that dictates where he's from. Like, sometimes Shepard was born on Earth... Sometimes Shepard is a spacer kid, like an army brat or in space.
What's the actual, like, in-story answer to that?
There is none, because that's one of the customization options for Shepard is his backstory.
You can choose. Well,
however, both of the voice actors who portray Commander Shepard in the series, Mark Meer and Jennifer Hale, are both Canadian.
Oh, so, I mean,
so technically, kind of? Yes?
I guess that's as close to an answer as we're going to get since it's customization. All right. Is Commander Shepard dead?
Well, that's also an interesting question.
Depends on how you play the game, maybe.
Yeah, if you do the bad ending of Mass Effect 2, Shepard does die at the end after he was already dead
or
at the beginning of Mass
Effect 2. Or if he just died in-game, I'm assuming he's dead. But in the story,
Shepard dead? As of Mass Effect 3, because that was the last game to feature Shepard, we're not sure.
We don't know.
Correct.
Does it depend on the ending, or is it just nobody knows?
It does depend on the ending. In one of the endings, it's a lot more likely that Shepard survives, but there's no hard evidence either way that he survived.
Okay, so here's a question where when I typed in E, it gave me like something that has an E in it, but E was not the next letter. So is Commander Shepard in Mass Effect Andromeda?
No.
And I'm not sure why the E was there.
Commander Shepard
effect.
Is referenced in Mass Effect Andromeda, but because the game takes place 600 years after the events of the first game, no.
Okay, that makes sense. So, question the F, or question
why?
Question
why
the
F?
I don't know. And this one adds a word at the beginning. So, what is Commander Shepard's first name?
That is also up to customization, but canonically, because there has to be something there to go off of. Male Shepard's first name is John, and a female Commander Shepard's name is Jane.
Okay, so it could be John or Jane, but it's still Commander Shepard.
Yes.
All right. Unfortunately, there's absolutely nothing for Is Commander Shepard G.
I didn't think there'd be much for G.
All right, so we'll go on to the next one. Is Commander Shepard height?
Is Commander Shepard height? I mean, it never really says specifically how tall Shepard is in the games. That's an...
Are you allowed
question.
To choose that, or is it just kind of...
Height and, like, body shape is not something that's ever been in a Mass Effect game's customization options.
Okay. So you can just kind of guess that he's approximately an average height or
maybe
Shepard a little
taller? Is approximately average height, maybe a little bit taller. I mean, there are some really tall aliens in Mass Effect, and he's obviously shorter than them.
Okay, so we're gonna give the definitive answer here on this show. He's going to be 6'2". I have no idea.
All right.
In my mind, he's 6'2".
Fair enough. We can go with that.
And then we already had this question for I, so we're gonna back with letter
E. Skip down to the second question.
So is Commander Shepard indoctrinated?
Ooh, now this is a fan theory I talked about in the Mass Effect episode of the Seth's Choice. The fan theory says that Shepard got indoctrinated at some point along the way.
By and the Reapers?
So, yes, by the Reapers. And
the
so,
Grim Reapers, if I recall.
And so whatever you do at the end of Mass Effect 3, you're still doing what they want you to do, according to the fan theory.
Okay, so he could be, but nobody knows for sure again?
I don't think he is, but it's still an interesting fan theory to speculate about.
All right, Commander Shepard, or is Commander Shepard, this is for the letter J, such a jerk?
Well, that depends entirely on how you play him.
Okay. So if you go around killing everybody, yes, he is such a jerk. But yep. if you don't, maybe.
If you don't, Shepard isn't a jerk. Interestingly enough, actually, the third Mass Effect game, sometimes the good choices are pretty brutal as well.
Okay, so you could still be a jerk depending on your point of view.
Yeah.
I guess. I would have to play the games to give more of an answer to that, but... All right.
Shepard just gets very, very cynical in the third game, and so that influences a lot of his decisions.
Okay. Is Commander Shepard kill count? Whatever that means.
Is Commander Shepard's kill count higher than someone else's? I mean, that depends on who the someone else is. I mean, for example, his friend Garrus has killed quite a few people, but then there's Rex, who just kills everything.
We'll go for a little easier K question then that actually makes sense. Is Commander Shepard keeping it real?
It depends. That's one of the interesting things about Mass Effect 3, coming back to that game. I really liked Mass Effect 3. I know it's the one that gets the most hate. Well, maybe not so much anymore. But still, it's one of my personal favorites. But that's one thing. It's been 3 years since the Reapers, you first found out about the Reapers in-game. And at that point, a lot of people that Shepard is close to have died. So there are numerous times in the dialogue options in the game where people ask you, like, hey, Earth has been invaded by the Reapers and, like, people keep dying. How are you doing? You have the option in the dialogue choices to lie to them. And it's really interesting.
Like, what kind of lies? Would you be like, I'm doing all right?
It's like, yeah, or... it's fine. I'm fine.
Oh, and you're actually not doing fine?
Exactly. So it depends on how you play the game, whether or not Shepard keeps it real.
And do you think that's what part of makes the Mass Effect games so great?
Yeah.
All of this little, like, they have minor choices?
Almost infinite replayability.
Okay. Except for the stupid jumping tank, I'm told. Or whatever that thing is.
Mod out the Mako if you ever play Mass Effect 1. I know there's mods for it.
All right. L doesn't make any sense because is Commander Shepard lyrics? And I don't know what that one means.
As far as I know, there's not a song about Commander Shepard.
Oh, there probably is.
There probably. I mean, it's the internet. There's we'll make a song for everything.
Is Commander Shepard love interest? Is Commander Shepard leather jacket? Is Commander Shepard leggings? Is Commander Shepard lookalike? You know, there's a bunch of goofy questions. Is Commander Shepard lives Mass Effect 3?
Again, that depends on how you play it. Although, going back to the love interests, that one's an interesting one again because it's all how you play the game. There are two potential love interests, in the first Mass Effect game. The second one has, let me count. I think it has four, depending.
Four love interests?
Four love interests, depending on what gender you are. And the third Mass Effect game, I don't think it does add two new romance options. Shepard has a lot of potential love interests throughout the series.
Do you get to pick one based on how you play the game, or are you forced to have these four love interests?
Not forced to. Even with that, actually, going off on a little sidetrack, which we may or may not choose to include.
Okay.
Commander Shepard, in the first game, whichever companion didn't die will come back in the third.
Oh, and that's from save data.
Again, it's from the save file transfer. So If you romance them in the first game, you have the option to continue that romance in the third game. And that can influence whether or not that companion survives Mass Effect 3.
Ooh, so you can actually play through the entire series again entirely differently. Like, even if you're playing the third game, things are different just because of how you play the first two.
So, the first playthrough of Mass Effect I did, I was a male Commander Shepard, and I romanced my female companion, Ashley Williams. And then I proceeded to keep her alive for the entire series.
On purpose?
And I, yes.
Okay.
And I continued to romance her in Mass Effect 3. at which point the game ends and you may or may not be alive.
Oh.
The second time I played through Mass Effect as a series, I was a female Commander Shepard.
So Jane Shepard.
So basically. Jane Shepard, yes. And I romance my other male companion, Caden Olenko, which a lot of people don't like because he's boring, apparently. But okay. Anyways. So then in Mass Effect 2, because Caden thought I was dead and had like completely moved on with his life, I romanced someone else in Mass Effect 2.
And he came back in 3 and got mad at you?
He did.
Oh, he did?
Well, he's... It's very, his reaction there was interesting because he was like, okay, so I understand why you did it because everyone had moved on. I thought you were dead. I didn't think you were going to be alive after this. You didn't think you were going to be alive after Mass Effect 2, but are you still willing to make this work?
And did you choose to?
I did.
How dare you? I mean, good job.
Because major spoilers alert. The companion that I romanced in Mass Effect 2 dies from a disease, an incurable disease, in the third game.
And that's like a plot point?
It is a plot point. You can't get around it.
Okay. So you can't save that character no matter what?
Yep. I did not know that at the time.
But the second time through, you're like, wait, this character dies.
Yes.
Okay. My other favorite L question is Commander Shepard lost?
Well, that depends. Are you in the Mako?
Are you lost?
Are you lost? Do you know what part of the planet you're on? Have you gone past the mission boundary again?
All right, here's a bunch of questions that all of these are basically have already been answered. Is Commander Shepard mentioned in Andromeda? Is Commander Shepard mentioned in Mass Effect Andromeda? Is Commander Shepard in Mass Effect Andromeda? Is Commander Shepard in Mass Effect 4? Is Commander Shepard male or female? Is Commander Shepard a man or a woman?
Well, again, that depends on how you play it. Canonically, there's not a clear answer.
It can be male or female depending on the player.
It can be male or female depending on the player. In the promotional art for the first two Mass Effect games, Shepard was exclusively male, but you still could play Shepard as a female character. In the third game, they finally got smart and released promotional material with one or the other one. So there was a trailer for Mass Effect 2 with a male Shepard. There was a trailer for Mass Effect 3 with a female Shepard.
All right, here's another question going on the letter N. Is Commander Shepard Navy or Marines?
Well, space makes that really interesting because you don't really have an army in space because they're all spaceships. So it's kind of like the Navy and the Marines are like everything in universes with space travel.
There's
not
much of an Air Force, is there?
Not really. It all kind of gets rolled into the same military structure.
Everybody's the military?
Yeah, you still can have like generals and admirals and that kind of thing, depending on what they're in charge of.
And that's actually part of another question. Why is Commander Shepard never promoted?
Because you really can't get promoted past where Shepard is.
Commander's the highest one? At least for the purpose of the games, maybe?
As far as the games are concerned, yeah. I mean, there's not really opportunity. Well, technically, Shepard is promoted, and it's at the very beginning of the game. First game.
Promoted to commander?
Shepard is always a commander in the games, just because that's what he is. But the Galactic Council in the Mass Effect universe has these special agents called Spectres, which stands for Special Tactics and Reconnaissance. It's some confusing anagram that doesn't really make sense.
Okay. Is it French?
It is not French.
Oh, most things are French. Okay.
But yes, Shepard is the first human to become a Spectre in the entire series.
Oh, okay.
And so technically Shepard is promoted in the first game. Now, whether or not you stay promoted depends on your actions in the other two games. But at least as of the first Mass Effect game, yes, Shepard is promoted.
All right, so we've already had this question. Is Commander Shepard male or female for the letter O? Because now it's going after ors. Is Commander Shepard Navy or Marine? There's one of these that says, this is Commander Shepard signing off, which is probably something part of the game. So Commander Shepard, how old? There's a question for you.
Ooh, that's an interesting question because I feel like I should know the answer to this game. I believe Shepard was born in 2159. So as of Mass Effect 1, Shepard would be in his early 30s.
Okay, so you're not 100% sure because it's been a while, but we're going to go somewhere on 30s?
Correct. He's approximately 31 or 32 years old.
That's a good, safe answer. For the letter P, there's nothing specific, so it's going to be something like, is Commander Shepard painful consequences, or punches reporter, or...
Oh!
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, man.
Let's go with the punches recorder, because so, that's a good reaction.
Again, you can choose to punch the reporter because she's kind of a jerk. I only did it once.
Only once?
Only once. I mean, you have the option to punch her in all three games just because it was funny the first time. There are less political ramifications if you do it in later games.
Just because you're already known to do it?
No, or? Just because it doesn't have as much to do with the story.
Oh, so in the first one, if you punch the reporter, that has huge consequences?
It not really huge consequences per se, but you get talked to a lot more about it.
Oh.
It's like if you choose to do that and you punch the reporter, after you leave the planet that you're on, your commanding officer will call you up and be like, hey, you...
Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, basically, her report just aired. That really wasn't a good thing to do because now you look like a dope.
Well, and to be fair, she was being rude, but she also wrote the question.
Yeah, like, and you're also not representing humanity well, and blah, 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 blah,
blah. Okay. Is Commander Shepard queen? but there's not many for Q, to be honest.
I don't think Commander Shepard is Freddie Mercury, if that's what this question is asking.
I guess not. Maybe not Beyonce either.
I don't think female Commander Shepard is Beyonce either. Okay. That would be interesting, but
be a huge,
I doubt it.
Spoiler for something, I bet. I don't know.
Mass Effect 6.
Beyonce. Or Mass Effect Commander Shepard's Lemonade. Wait, no. I don't know. Is Commander Shepard really dead?
Again, that depends on how you play the game. I feel like I've said that a lot, and I don't mean to use that as a cop-out, but it really does depend on how you play the game.
This one, it wants me to add the S after Commander Shepard. So like, all right. Commander Shepard's... so it won't give me anything. It'll just give me the top results again. So I'm going to add in another letter and see if it gives me anything. So give me just a second.
All right.
It's not really giving me anything. So the best option was, is Commander Shepard still alive? And I feel like we've been over that.
We've been over that quite a bit.
There's sadly nothing good for S. We're going to skip that one. We're going to go on to T. Is Commander Shepard Tumblr? Is Commander Shepard Tattoo? Is Commander Shepard Timeline? Is Commander Shepard Training? There's a question, finally. Is he training?
Shepard did a lot of training prior to the Mass Effect games, and technically there still are some modes to do training in the Mass Effect series.
Do they use that as a tutorial anywhere?
They don't, unfortunately. Oh. That would be a genius way to do a tutorial.
It would really help.
That should be another episode. We should talk about tutorials in video games.
Ooh, my favorite one, by the way, is Portal, but anyway.
So there's a series of, like, bonus missions in... Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 3. The first one is called Pinnacle Base. It's a piece of DLC. Okay. And if you complete it, you can win an apartment.
Hey. Just like for all of the games too, or just like in real life?
Unfortunately, well, that'd be impressive. But no,
everybody gets the exact same apartment.
It only shows up in the first Mass Effect game, unfortunately. There is a second series of challenges in Mass Effect 3. I don't remember what that one is called, but it's like an arcade mode where you fight like holograms of enemies. And
okay.
Again, if
so
you
that's
beat
kind
that,
of training.
Yeah,
that works. All right, is Commander Shepard unacceptable?
Well, that depends. Is it a renegade Shepard or a paragon Shepard?
I have no idea. It doesn't give me context.
I mean, either way, somebody's going to dislike Shepard. It's just inevitable.
Is Commander Shepard uniform? Is Commander Shepard ugly? Is Commander Shepard
that depends on how you
us?
Build them.
Oh, okay.
Are
is Commander Shepard uncovering
Shepard?
The truth?
Maybe everyone is Commander Shepard. That would make so much more sense.
The last one on here is Commander Shepard und das ist mein. And I have no idea what that means. I'm going to click on it just to see what it does.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to do I'm feeling lucky.
Is Commander, what was it? Uncovering the truth? That was the one before that?
Yeah, that was one of them, yeah.
I mean, technically, yes, even though no one in the entire galaxy will listen to you or believe you. It's great. Even when the Reapers invade in the third game, people are like, nope, 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 nope. This
denial.
Is clearly, clearly not an invasion
nothing
on a galactic scale. Exactly.
Okay.
We're just going to move on with our lives and pretend like you're not right.
All right. Well, V is a very goofy one because it's a whole bunch of, well, the last three are voice actress, voice actor female, and then VI, which is like six or something like that, I guess. I don't know what those mean, but all the rest of them are Commander Shepard versus Master Chief. Versus Batman,
my.
Versus Master Chief, Death Battle, versus Solid Snake, versus Boba Fett, versus Marcus Fenix. I don't know who that one is.
That Marcus Fenix is a lead character from the Gears of War series.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that one either, unfortunately.
I just know his name and the fact that he's voiced by John DiMaggio.
Okay. So, but one of them in here is Commander Shepard's voice actor. So you already mentioned that, but I forget the names.
Yes. Mark Meer is one, and Jennifer Hale is the other.
And which one do you prefer, like, or which one do you think did a better job? I'm sure one's for the male, one's for the female,
they're
right?
Both, yes, they're both really, really good.
Okay.
I personally prefer Jennifer Hale's portrayal of Shepard because I feel like there's a lot more energy in it at certain key moments in the game.
As long as the other guy doesn't have as much energy as Peter Dinklage in the original, like the beta
no,
of Destiny.
No. He does a much better job than the beta of Destiny.
Okay. That's good. All right, we're going to move on to W. Who is Commander Shepard modeled after? I don't know what that one means. Is it like a real life person for his game character?
Interesting. Maybe. You know, I seem to recall that there was a physical person that Commander Shepard was modeled after, but I don't remember who it was. Because I don't think it was Mark Meer. Sometimes they'll model the characters after their voice actors, like in the case of Miranda Lawson, who is voiced and modeled after Yvonne Strahovski. But in this particular case, I am blanking on the name.
Well, this here says Mark Vanderloo.
Yes, that is it. Mark Vanderloo is the face model for Commander Shepard, the male Commander Shepard, I should say.
Okay, that makes sense. The other one was like things that were like, why is Commander Shepard or who is Commander Shepard?
Who is Commander Shepard? Who is he really?
Like, what is Commander Shepard's rank?
N7.
I was going to say Commander, but it's not the same thing, I guess.
Commander is, well, Shepard is a commander in the Alliance military, but he's also an N7 rank.
Oh, okay. Let's see if there's anything for X. Is Commander Shepard Xenomorph? Is Commander Shepard X-Reader? And I don't know if any of those are relevant, to be honest.
Is Commander Shepard a Xenomorph? I don't think Xenomorphs have the ability to shapeshift, but that would be really interesting.
Is Commander Shepard YouTube? Is Commander Shepard You've Got Mail? Is Commander Shepard You're Working Too Hard? Is Commander Shepard Young?
Oh,
there we go.
Man.
Finally found a good one.
I'm going to take a step back and go to, is Commander Shepard You're Working Too Hard? Because that was one of the first moments in Mass Effect 2 where I knew it was going to get real.
Uh-oh.
So Mass Effect 2 introduced this thing called interrupts, which are actions that you can take that'll earn you morality points, either good morality points or bad morality points. It depends on the nature of the setting and the circumstances. So this particular one is you are on a planet with a ton of like mercenaries and just not very nice people.
Surprise, surprise.
One of whom is a mechanic working on a gunship. Now, there's a very, very strong possibility that you will have to fight against that gunship later in this mission. So the Renegade interrupt gives you a chance to stab the mechanic in the back with his, like, arc wrench. So you basically electrocute him to death. But the way it's framed is just beautiful because Shepard like picks it up and is like looking back at him. And if you choose to take the interrupt, Shepard walks up to the mechanic and says, you're working too hard. And then stabs him.
With the arc welder thing?
Yes. And it's fantastic. Oh,
was it one of your top 10 video game murders by the main character? I don't know.
It was one of my top 10 interrupts in the Mass Effect series.
Okay. And then the other one that I kind of zeroed in on was, is Commander Shepard Young? And you said he was in his like early 30s,
early
probably
30s.
In the first game.
Yeah.
He's been around for hundreds of years by Mass Effect Andromeda, right?
He's a legend by Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, that's an interesting thing because Mass Effect Andromeda begins in 2167. So it's actually 10 years before Mass Effect 1.
Oh, but is that like a flash forward or is it still part of the main game?
Well, it's because they travel through time, well, not time, but
through a wormhole or something. I don't know.
So, Mass Effect Andromeda has this project called the Andromeda Initiative, which is a mission to colonize the Andromeda Galaxy.
Okay.
So, in order to get there, they put everyone in like cryosleep and then send them on a spaceship that travels the 2.5 billion light years or. I don't remember the exact
distance. I want to say it was only like 8 light years, but I'm not
actually
sure.
It's quite a distance between Andromeda and the Milky Way.
Oh, maybe
but
I'm thinking the wrong one. It's a different one. But yeah.
Either way, by the time you get to the Andromeda Galaxy, 600 years have passed.
Oh, wow. They
so
were going way over the speed
Shepard
of light.
Shepard hasn't actually done too many notable things by this point.
So people kind of know of his name, but they don't know all the things that happened.
Because it was 2167 when you left in Mass Effect Andromeda.
All right, and then the final question for you, and the only option for Z is, is Commander Shepard a zombie?
That was another fan theory that I talked about in the Mass Effect episode. Personally, I'm still going with no, but again, it's an interesting theory to think about. Yeah, we might actually add a link to the game theory video just in case people want to see it.
The one about Commander Shepard being a zombie?
Yeah, this game theory has a couple of different Mass Effect theories. That's one of them, and I believe game theory also did the indoctrination theory that I mentioned earlier.
I don't remember that particular episode. I'm going to have to go back and find it.
But... yeah, I'm not sure how old it is at this point. I mean, Mass Effect itself has been out or around for quite a while now.
All right, so because I've got my computer handy, I went and found there's this website that's a random note picker. As we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode.
Ooh,
so I'm
going to
hit randomize. And we were given the note B flat.
All right.
Pretty common note. B flat major is kind of boring though. Should we do B flat minor?
We could do that.
We'll go with the B flat and the D flat. I'll go with the tonic. We'll give you the D flat. And we'll sing goodbye in a nice minor key. Ready?
Goodbye.